Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Monday, May 8th, 2017. I am Jason Powell. On ProWrestling.net today, we should have live updates from today's WWE Raw taping, John Moore's detailed report on the Cow Palace Royale event that drew an estimated 2,500 fans on Saturday night. WWE has added a UK title match to the NXT TakeOver Chicago event. We also have the Ring of Honor pay-per-view lineup for Friday's show, which I'll be covering live at .net. And coming up after the break for non-members, we'll look ahead to today's WWE Raw, talk about the big purchase made by Ring of Honor's parent company and the Emma injury. Before we dive in, we are looking for correspondents for all of the WWE Overseas Tour dates, as well as the Ring of Honor and New Japan Pro Wrestling War of the Worlds tours. If you are going to any show and you can help us out with a report, or even the basic results would be great. Just shoot me an email, dotnetjason@gmail.com. Raw is in London, England today at the O2 Arena. The only advertised match as I record this is the Tag Team Turmoil match, and it's Golden Truth facing Enzo and Big Cass, Heath Slater and Rhino, Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson, and then Sheamus and Cesaro, with the winning team becoming number one contenders to the Raw tag titles. Again, we should have live updates from the building, both today and tomorrow. We've had some great response from the folks in London offering to help us out with reports on both shows, and I really want to say a big thanks to everybody. We will have our usual live coverage of both Raw and SmackDown. We will exclude spoilers from the live review. So if you want the spoilers, they'll be there before the show. You can find them anytime before the show, during the show for that matter. But if you enjoy kind of getting our perspective on the show as they air, we're not going to spoil anything for you there. So basically, if you join me for live coverage tonight, it's not like I'm going to open things up by telling you what happened in the main event or anything like that. If it hasn't aired on TV, I won't cover it, and I will make sure that Jake Barnett does the same on Tuesday night with his SmackDown review. We will talk a little bit later on about what I'm looking for on tonight's show, as we like to do on Monday. But for now, we should talk about the Sinclair Broadcast Group, their big acquisition. They are the parent company of Ring of Honor. $3.9 billion in cash and stock agreements. They are purchasing Tribune Media. A Variety.com piece notes that the acquisition will include 14 Fox affiliates. These are TV stations. 12 CW affiliates, 6 CBS affiliates, 3 ABC affiliates, and 2 NBC affiliates. So how will this affect Ring of Honor? Well, it could be as simple as increased exposure if the weekly syndicated show begins airing in those markets. Now, I've spoken with some people in recent weeks who were actually a little bit leery of the possibility of how this could be a negative, believe it or not. It basically, it comes down to, well, it's a big investment. And what happens if, all this money they're spending here, they feel the need to cut costs elsewhere? I don't know how much it would affect Ring of Honor, just because it seems like they're given, a pretty simple budget. And obviously the goal is to make some money. Now, could it just be more trouble than the company is worth as they grow? I mean, you hope not. I'm certainly not reporting any of this. I'm just kind of telling you what the concern is with people. When it comes to what is the plus of all this from Ring of Honor, again, it just kind of comes down to maybe some increased exposure. I don't know that Ring of Honor benefits tremendously from this. Now, if they end up expanding, somehow they get serious about ROH, well, that'd be a different story. But again, it seems like they have a budget. They seem to be cost-effective. I mean, it's too bad for Ring of Honor fans that the wrestling side of things isn't more of a priority for Sinclair, because you can only kind of wonder what they could accomplish if Sinclair Broadcast Group was really serious about growing Ring of Honor in a major way. But there's just no real indication that they intend to change much about the way they do business with Ring of Honor. So, I mean, for now, unless there's kind of a surprise, I just kind of see it as business as usual. But still, I mean, it just kind of goes to show you a $3.9 billion deal, just how much Sinclair, the parent company, actually has, and what a big company that is. In WWE news, Emma suffered an apparent shoulder injury at the WWE live event on Sunday in Liverpool, England. WWE has yet to address the injury, but she updated her Twitter page on Monday by simply writing, "Just a little unlucky, waiting to see what it is." And multiple online reports indicate she took a double knee press from Sasha while hanging in the ropes. She ended up being covered at that point. It was not the planned finish. She didn't kick out. And so they ultimately ended up calling a stop to the match and getting her out of there. As she said, seems like kind of a bad luck for Emma. But we'll wait and see what the official word is as far as her injury is concerned. Hopefully it's nothing major. Keep in mind that she had been sidelined for a while by injury. Then they did the whole Emelina thing, and she just was kind of getting back into the groove. So hopefully it's nothing major there. We certainly wish her the best. .NET members are going to be listening to my Q&A audio show later today. They will also hear my Raw audio review later this evening. If you are interested in membership to the ad-free version of our website and mobile website, all you have to do is visit the main page, click into the sign-up area, find those three different pricing options I always tell you about. $7.50 gets you in the door for 1 month. You can also save yourself some coin by signing up for either the six-month or annual membership option. That annual membership option trims $2 per month off the price on average. So you're paying on average $5.50 is what it works out to. We'd love to have you try out what we do. If you haven't done so already, listen to the Ross Report podcast. It hasn't switched yet. We're still at the top. The new episode will be out tomorrow. But you can still find the coupon code in the Ross Report podcast that I mentioned. It'll get you 1 month of .NET membership for a buck. Jump on that while you can. Just listen to the Ross Report podcast. I mentioned earlier a few things, as I like to do on Monday, just to talk about a few things that I'll be looking forward to on the WWE Raw show. I guess I'm kind of curious to see if they explain who, or actually where, the number one contenders for the Raw tag titles will get their title shot, because Sheamus and Cesaro would seem to be the heavy favorites in the tag team turmoil match. But since we don't know where it is, if the winner gets the title shot at Extreme Rules, then I certainly assume they come out of this as number one contenders. They're in the match somehow. I mean, they have the issue right now with the Hardys. If this is setting up a title match on television, just to kind of kill some time between now and the pay-per-view, well, then it's possible to go with one of the other teams and simply find a way to get back to the Hardys facing Sheamus and Cesaro at Extreme Rules. So just we'll see how that goes tonight. If you don't remember how the tag team turmoil works, it's basically a gauntlet style. So two teams will start, and then the other teams will be introduced as teams exit. Second thing I'm looking for, are we going to see Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman on the show tonight? Both men are on the overseas tour. They've been appearing at the live events doing more brawling than actual matches as they can kind of continue to sell their storyline injuries. Now, could we get that happening on the show where they end up brawling and again, it's not really an official match, or do they just have these guys sit out and continue to sell those storyline injuries as they did last week? Now, WWE is hyping kind of the question in their official website preview of how General Manager Kurt Angle is going to handle the rivalry between these two on tonight's Raw. So we should get some sort of development. It just remains to be seen whether these guys are going to appear on the show or not. I'm guessing we're going to see those guys meeting at Extreme Rules again. Perhaps this is the one where they officially declare that the winner will get the title shot against Brock Lesnar at the Great Balls of Fire pay-per-view. Yes, folks, that's real. I know I keep telling you because I hear from people, it seems like, a couple times a week. Is that really a thing? Yes, it is. Great Balls of Fire is a WWE pay-per-view name in 2017. Now, I'm also looking forward to seeing how they forward the storyline feuds that were created coming out of last week's main event. You know, Miz is number one contender now to the Intercontinental title. So, we could kind of see he and Dean Ambrose were working toward a match anyway. I actually thought it would take place at Payback, and it didn't. But we also know that Seth Rollins and Samoa Joe are continuing their feud. And then also the one that really kind of developed, there was one hint of it prior to last week, but Bray Wyatt and Finn Balor. So we should get, Joe, I think his explanation is simple enough. You know, it was just a revenge play. But what is Bray Wyatt's logic? What reason does he have for going after Finn Balor? What's his character's motivation there? I'm looking forward to seeing that. Plus, I think we'll get some, whether it's this week or not, remains to be seen, but as we get closer to the Extreme Rules show, obviously we're going to have to start getting some stipulations announced for that show. It's going to be all gimmick matches from start to finish. I would be surprised, I guess, if Seth Rollins and Samoa Joe didn't have some sort of a stipulation, some sort of a gimmick attachment to it. So that'll be kind of a that's something to watch for tonight. Again, it doesn't have to happen tonight. They don't have to start making those matches official just yet, but it certainly could. Also, I guess the last thing I'm looking forward to, the UK crowd. How can you not? There's times where wrestling fans get basically go a little too over the top, make it too much about themselves. But these are some of the most vocal crowds of the year that WWE plays to, and they do it. It's outside of the Raw after WrestleMania crowd. I would say the UK is certainly right up there with any other crowd, if not, boy, I mean, maybe at the top of the list aside from that special night Raw after WrestleMania. And let's face it, it's well known that some of the most vocal fans at that Raw after Mania show are the UK fans. I mean, that goes back to when this whole Monday night, the whole Monday night thing started. Our own Zach Zimmerman was in attendance, .NET staffer Zach Zimmerman, and I remember talking with him at the time, and he was saying, yeah, a lot of this was coming from the UK fans. They were just getting very rowdy and weren't satisfied with it. It started with a Randy Orton and Sheamus match, and it just kind of grew from there. So always interesting when WWE heads to London and plays in front of that passionate fan base. I'm looking forward to it, just to see what they do, how many times they sing that Bayley song that once was fun and really now isn't. They did better last time, the Raw after Mania. It's like we knew we were getting it once, and then it kind of died from there. But a great fan base, and so that is going to be part of the fun tonight. So even if you are someone who kind of decide, yeah, I can't wait, I'm going to check out the spoilers, it might be worth watching the show too, just to see what the live crowd is like. And if it is a really rowdy crowd, well, how much does WWE filter out? That's another thing to watch. Finally today, help us spread the word about this podcast and ProWrestling.net in general. Please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast and also rate and review us on iTunes. That's big when you do that, folks. A big thank you to everybody. When I put the link out on Twitter and you do a simple retweet via @ProWrestlingNet, you're helping spread the word, and I appreciate that. So big thanks to everybody who has done one or more of those things. And I will be back for members with the Q&A audio show a little bit later today. Until next time, take care.